WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. You never write. You never send flowers. The least you can do is call. Do it now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
Yes, and if you send flowers, send anything but freesias. You know how I despise freesias. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. If you're listening live, today is April 20th, 2017. And if you're listening in the archives, well, good for you. This show is number 456. Ooh, it's sequential. We're ready to take your call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Hey, Griff.
What?
What's the hot topic?
Well, it's something called the Packathon, and you can take part in the eBay Packathon for your chance to win eBay swag as you pack and ship. From now through April 25th, use your eBay-branded tissue paper and stickers to pack a sold item and then share a picture with eBay for Business. Now, here's how it works. So pack a sold item using eBay-branded tissue paper and stickers.
Okay.
You may have got some from that eBay shipping supply store. Now snap a picture of the packed item and then share it in the comment section of the Packathon post at ebayforbusinessblog.com. That's ebayforbusinessblog.com.
And how do you win?
Well, eBay packing experts will select 5 winners, each of whom will receive a pack of tissue paper and stickers. Entries close on Tuesday, April 25th, and the winners will be announced on May 5th.
So is this a contest that's in the Northeast?
No, this is a contest that is brought to you by Little Jewish Boys from New York City.
Okay.
Yeah, my brother Ethan and I.
So get packing.
Yeah.
With your eBay-branded tissue paper and stickers.
Right.
Then submit your photo to the comments section of the Packathon post at ebayforbusinessblog.com. They're coming up with fun things.
That's ebayforbusinessblog.com.
I'm still trying to better my score at that play.ebay.com.
Yeah.
Thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You got it in what? 18 seconds or something?
No.
Ridiculous.
Somebody else did. I got it. The lowest I got was 44 seconds.
Okay. I got 40.
Well, and then everyone's saying, ow, Griff's cheating because he's got a fast connection at work.
Yes, exactly.
God, it's like, you know what? There's no victims, just volunteers. I don't know what your speed is. I know that our speed is sometimes in the office, but geez, it's not, you know, sometimes it is a question of skill, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick,
a question of how your brain works too, because you've got to remember where everything is.
Yeah, my brain used to be really good at this, so now I have to work.
So what I do is I just go through each one at the top. First of all, I do one row. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, that's smart.
Then I do the second row. Boom, boom, and see if anything matches that, you know.
That's very smart.
That's probably why I didn't get it in 18 seconds like one of our listeners.
Well, you know, good for them. They probably have, they're cheating because they have a super fast T1 line, obviously.
So get in on that. So play that game. It's kind of fun at eBay. It's play.ebay.com. It's just kind of fun little game to play. And also you can get in on this Packathon. They're just having a ball over there in community with these things. And
aren't they though?
I'm happy.
Mm.
It's fun. Why not? So get packing with your eBay-branded tissue and stickers. And we'd like to see the pictures, too. You know, if you send pictures, why not send them to us? We'd like to see them. We can't, you know, decide, but we'd like to see them. What you send over would be kind of fun.
Yeah, we want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we? I think so.
Definitely. So a quick tip from our friend Audrey Tracy in the eBay for Business blog.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's April. School will be letting out for the summer soon.
Mm-hmm.
But she says it's never too early to start thinking about your back-to-school selling strategy. Back-to-school, which is also called BTS for short, represents a huge selling opportunity. $75 billion in 2016 for back-to-school.
Mm.
So, you know, please know.
It's a big deal still.
It's a big deal still. Yes. And, of course, coming up is Mother's Day, the mother of all holidays. The most important holiday.
Yep.
It's Mother's Day. miss one, and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, I don't want to miss one.
Mm-hmm.
You bring down the wrath of Khan.
Of Mother Khan, which is
Mother
even
Khan.
Worse.
Yeah, it's really ugly. I mean,
it's very ugly.
It's something that even your family won't talk about in private.
So what?
It's
are,
so ugly.
So what are we prepared to do today? We'd like to do some listing dishes mm-hmm. on Thursdays, especially because we have no guests on Thursday.
We have no guests.
So if you'd like your listing dish, you call us up and you give Donna, who is phone screening today, you give Donna an item number.
You do.
Griff and I look up that item and we tell you how you can make it better. And many, many people who have had their listing dished by us, in fact, almost everyone, tells us that they became more successful afterwards. So,
more.
So if you want to give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630,
right.
with one of your item numbers, we're happy to do that. And if for some reason you can't come on the phone, then you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player, and you will email it into us while we're on the air. So just click Contact Us, type it out, and submit it.
Isn't that special?
And we're ready to do that. Or we'll take your questions and comments about maybe you have a challenge with your eBay sales. Maybe you have a tip you'd like to give the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to take them at 888 Radio 30, 888-723-4630.
All that, and so much more.
Have you gotten your Q2 coupon for eBay branded shipping supplies? You should have.
Oh, good question. You know, I don't think I've used it. I think I was going to wait until the
The
tape and the stickers were, because I want some stickers and tape.
Me
I'm gonna
too.
Go get some now. Let's
too.
See if the stickers and tape.
Would
are
you?
Mm.
I haven't ordered mine yet either. So eBay store subscribers have received their Q2 coupon for eBay branded shipping supplies, including the brand new stickers and tissue paper that have been receiving rave reviews from sellers. You can find your quarterly coupon linked from your Seller Hub overview page under Seller Tools Manage Store.
Right.
What you do is you copy the discount code that you see there.
Discount code, yes.
Then you go to ebay.com/supplies to purchase your eBay branded shipping materials, and you paste in the code during checkout, and be sure you use up the full amount of the coupon because it's only good for one purchase. So if it's a $25 coupon, if you have to go a buck or two over to get it all in, it's a smart thing to do. So did you see?
I'm still searching. You know what? They took the Manage My Store link off of your eBay homepage, your eBay store page.
Really?
Yeah, it's annoying. Now I have to go all the way to account and... Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You're asking me.
Wow,
so
that's
the stickers,
really awful.
They have stickers.
They do.
And you wanted what else? The tape? I don't see the tape.
Oh, darn it. No, not the tape. I want the stickers and the tissues.
Oh, the tissues. Hold on now. Hold on now. Yes, there's tissue and there are stickers. There's buy it nows for both.
I got to get there.
Yes.
Jeez, I hate when they do this. I hate when they move stuff around. Notice, whenever we do something that I'm not happy with, that I say, I hate it when they do this.
Yeah, they.
It's like, well, wait till your father gets home.
Oh, they have the tape, too. A lot of people like the tape.
I love the tape.
So I like
Come
that
on.
Tape.
Where's my Seller Hub? There it is. I have to get down there. Because I know there's a manager store link here, so. I just wish they'd leave it in all those places. All right, so we're going to subscriber discounts.
Okay.
And now I'm going to... Oh, it's making me sign in again.
That's okay.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm
then
used
I see,
to it.
See details. Let's see. There's my coupon. And let's go to... I copied it. Let's go and see if there's... Oh, there's the stickers!
Yay!
I need some stickers.
Okay.
So I want some of that green paper.
So how much are you going to order?
I'm going to order as much as I can for a premium store. What is it, $50? Yeah, why not, right? All right, so they got the stickers back. So they're $9.99 for a roll of, how many are on a roll? 100 stickers per roll. So I'm going to get, let's get 3 rolls of that.
They're 3x3. 3 inches by 3 inches. They're nice size.
They're big. They're green, you know, and green is my favorite color.
Mine too.
I don't often, you know, I don't really have a favorite color because if you've ever done art, you know, all your colors are your favorite. They're all my favorite, but I do have a partiality.
I like green.
Yeah, me too. Why isn't this adding to cart? Come on. Jeez, this is the most exciting half hour of radio that's
ever
been.
Well, we want to know if this is working yet because people are wondering when they can get their stickers and tissue.
Well, I got my, so the stickers are now, I got those.
Okay, and it went through.
No, I put them in my cat.
Oh, okay.
So I put it in the shopping cat because you're going to get one transaction, remember?
Right, so you want to put them both in the same cart.
Right, so I want to get one of these tissues. Oh, I love this tissue paper. I want to get two.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, add to the cart. Then I'll pay any extra that comes up. Add to the cart. Come on, go to the cart. This should be instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was an impatient shopper, I might go somewhere else right now.
Are you on a Mac?
No, no.
Oh.
I'm on a PC in the studio. So let's see. Is there anything else I want? I got some stickers. I got some tissue.
Do you need any eBay branded poly jacket envelopes?
Poly jacket. Is this something I can wear out on a cold evening?
Or would you like some branded boxes? They've got all sizes.
They do have those.
Tape. Do you want the tape?
Oh, I have more tape than you can shake a stick at.
Okay.
Or a sticker. I love that they call them air jackets.
Yeah. They're polyvinyl.
Don't we call just bubble envelopes, right?
Yeah.
Polyvinyl bubble envelopes. No, we have to call them air jackets. They're not just envelopes. They're haute couture.
So then did you click on buy now?
Not yet. I'm still looking. I might get some more stuff.
Okay.
Right. So, cause I want to use up all my things. So anyway, we'll talk more about this when we get back cause it's so exciting. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Ask us anything. 888 Radio 30. That's 888-723-4630. And we will talk to you when we come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Managing your online business can be complicated, but shipping doesn't have to be. Stamps.com makes shipping super simple. Whether you ship one item a week or lots of packages every day, Stamps.com's simple interface lets you print multiple shipping labels in seconds, so you can spend less time shipping and more time selling. And if you have multiple eBay accounts, you can import orders from each store into one interface. It makes shipping your orders from all stores really easy. Stamps.com gives you access to all USPS mail classes, along with the lowest available USPS rates. So for shipping, the choice is simple. Stamps.com. And here's a little bonus. Sign up and get a free 5-pound shipping scale. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. For the cost of postage and handling at stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
323-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. We're here to answer your eBay questions. Yes, we are. As the nice announcer man said, 888-RADIO-30. Again, 888-723-4630.
So you're going to order more things? We don't get to hear the end of it?
Well, I'm trying.
Clicked and paid for it?
Okay, you're going to drive me nuts, lady. Well, let me see what we got here. I got to get my order up to the right amount.
Okay. In the meantime,
yes.
When you get through with that,
yeah.
We're going to talk about how to write a mission statement for your business.
Oh,
let me
tell
you why this can be fun. Because big companies do it. You know, when they're in startup mode,
yeah.
They write a mission statement for their company. And it's a great tool for understanding and developing and communicating a lot of fundamental business objectives. I mean, to you, you're thinking, I just want to list as much as I can and sell as much as I can, right?
Right. That's what, yeah.
But, I mean, that's what most people think, right?
Makes sense.
But there's more to it than that. You know, if you have some guiding principles that you do business by, you're going to be more successful. You're going to be more trusted out in the business world also. So it's kind of fun to mold a mission statement. So if you want to go to page 10 when you have a moment, after we figure out if you're going to buy these things.
I'm just about to click them.
Okay, so in case you missed the first segment, Griff is buying tissue. They have the tissue.
Yeah, got it.
And they have the stickers in.
Stickers.
Yes. So you can now buy your eBay branded tissue and stickers, those wonderful green stickers. Tell them how to get to it, Griff.
Yeah, happy to do that, Lee.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for Stuff Griff Bought on eBay.
Yeah. Getting funky with it. What am I supposed to do here?
Stuff Griff Bought on eBay. We did that.
You did that?
Thinking that we were going to ask you to tell us each week what you bought on eBay that week. But
great idea, because I buy something every day.
Yeah, but this particular one they played because we're trying to figure out if you're going to buy this stuff or not right now.
Yeah, I did. So I bought a whole bunch of green stickers and some tissue paper.
And it
bought extra.
And it paid for $50 of yours?
Yep.
Because you have a premium store. I have a basic. I get 25. So you get 50 because you have a premium store.
Right.
And so it saved you $50.
Hooray.
And what did you get exactly?
Green stickers and tissue paper.
Okay. Great. I'm going to get mine later.
Green stickers.
All right. So go to page 10. We're going to write a mission statement. And we're going to do it for your company, Griff.
My company?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a company?
Griffville. We're going to do it for Griffville.
Is that a business?
Sure it is.
Wow. I'm so proud. All right. So what do you want to do?
Okay. Well, first of all, it should be expressed in just a paragraph or two.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is some companies believe it should be a sentence or two.
Yeah.
So if you read it out loud, it should take less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it should answer questions people have about your business. For instance, who is your company? So you're Griffville.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm Griffville. We sell extraordinary, one-of-a-kind pre-owned apparel for men.
Extraordinary, one-of-a-kind men's furnishings.
Yeah, I can't say one-of-a-kind.
Oh.
High-quality, gently pre-owned, brand name.
High-quality, gently pre-owned.
Brand name apparel for men.
That says it all. Had you ever done this before?
Duh. I work at eBay.
Okay.
We spend at least 50 hours a week coming up with one sentence summaries of everything.
So it's high quality.
Yep. Brand name.
Brand name.
Gently pre-owned.
Brand name. Gently pre-owned.
Okay. Men's apparel.
Men's apparel. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then it says, do you want to make a profit? Or what do you do, what do you stand for, and why do you do it? Well, you certainly said it all there.
Right.
Okay.
You could say more because, so we know what we do. What do we stand for? We stand for pleasing our customers. And why do you do it? Because it's a passion of mine.
What markets are you serving and what benefits do you offer them?
It seems my demographic is probably the middle to older expanding man section. Did demographic. When I say expanding man, I don't mean metaphysically. Take the meta off. I just mean physically.
Do you solve a problem for your customers?
Yeah.
What is that?
They're looking for a favorite old shirt that they once had, and they want to relive it. So they're coming to see my vintage retro.
We'll talk about that later.
Griff
just said
retro.
Vintage retro. That is too funny.
Two words that mean nothing.
Nothing. Right. What kind of internal work environment do you want for your employees?
Well, when I have it, if I should have them, I want an internal work environment that when they get up in the morning, they're happy to, they're looking forward to coming to. I don't want anyone working for me ever who dreads coming into.
Oh, it doesn't work.
No. I want them to be excited. And to that end, as an employer, I would do things like greet them with coffee and with a big hello and how was your day and, great job yesterday. You really got all those orders out. We have a big day today. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help. If you got any questions.
Now let me undo your shackles.
Shackles?
And you can go to work.
Here's an espresso. Would you like a donut? How about would you like a foot massage?
I'll come over and list for you.
How about a chocolate mint on your pillow? Would you like that?
Well, unfortunately, few mission statements actually do what we have just listed.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So how do you make sure yours isn't one of the bad ones? It boils down to 5 steps. Give us the first step, Chris.
Well, the first step is listen to eBay Radio.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
So give us the 1.5.
Okay. Start with a market-defining story. Imagine a real person is making an actual decision to buy what you sell. Use your imagination to see why he or she wants it and how he or she finds you and what buying from you does for him or her. A really good market-defining story explains the need or the want, the so-called why to buy. It defines the target customer or buyer persona, and it defines how your business is different from most others or even unique. And this isn't literally part of the mission statement. Rather, it's an important thing to have in your head while you're writing out your mission statement.
And as you can see, as Griff and I talk about a mission statement, if you don't have it written down, you probably have it in your head already. Because the next thing is, Griff, define how your customer's life is better because your business exists.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess you have to start with the mission statement, with the good one you do. Use your market-defining story to work out whatever it is that makes your business special for your target customer. And don't undervalue your business. You don't have to cure cancer or stop global climate change to be doing good.
So you say that in your mission statement because you're saying it's plus-size men, a lot of plus-size men, right?
It's the expanding man,
the expanding man.
Yeah.
Gently pre-owned.
Gently.
Brand name.
Brand name.
So you might say that a customer's life is better because your business exists because maybe they can't find some of these things elsewhere.
Well, and people that are searching out for, you know, a forgotten piece of clothing like an old Hawaiian shirt they once owned, they're looking to find it on eBay. When they do, they get that little thrill. I found it. I know I go through this because I look for things on eBay that I once owned that are hard to find. And when I find them, you get this as a buyer. You get this little zing went the strings of my heart moment. And you're on a trolley singing like Judy Garland. This is a really important thing to instill in your customers because they'll connect that wonderful feeling they had upon discovery with you, and that makes them want to come back.
The next one is consider what your business does for employees. Don't assert how the business is good for employees. Define it here and then forever after make it true. You did. You said, you know, I didn't laugh at what you said. I made a joke. I said, I want to work for you. Hmm. But the fact that you're greeting your employees with coffee.
Yeah.
And donuts. Telling them what a great job they did the day before.
Yeah.
That's good. That's so, being a good boss.
Well, you know, I haven't had employees working for me in a long time. And I've only had one instance. Well, the first 5 years of working at eBay, I had direct reports. Today I don't have any. But I remember, it's the same principle I apply here at eBay. Yesterday I gave a speech at Stanford's law school and to a group of people from around the world, and they had a lot of questions after it. And one person said, to what do you attribute your long-term tenure at eBay? It's 21 years is
a long time to stay on any job.
And in Silicon Valley, it's really, really rare to find anyone who stayed anywhere.
And what did you answer?
So I said, well, it's a simple little formula. Everything boils up to this. You want to make yourself into a person that people like to be around. And in a work environment, whether you're the employee or the employer or you're with your peers, it's a simple formula. You want to always be pleasant. Don't complain. Give credit wherever it's due. Plus, so, you know, I'll give credit for something that I'm not even sure that they've done it. Don't take credit for your own work at all. Just be silent about it. It should speak for itself or it should stay silent. If it wasn't good enough, don't bring it up. Make yourself the kind of person that people will come to for advice or, you know, for a little energy boost, a little, you know, spiritual pat on the back. And people want you around, so they'll keep you. I suppose that, you know, that's important with you want to keep your employees around. You want to do the same thing.
I have something more to say to that when we come back.
Okay. So anyway, this segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Our lines are open at 888-723-4630. What are your thoughts on this mission statement we're creating here on Ask Griffin Lee?
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at the ebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit the ebayshop.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember B-U-L-Q.com, the easy way to source. Listen while you list.